At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Nestled in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, behind iron gates and winding paths lined with towering oaks, lies one of the most iconic and eerily beautiful cemeteries in the United States, Lakeview Cemetery. It's a place where history breathes through ornate mausoleums and marble statues, where the spirits of presidents, industrial giants, and everyday souls seem to whisper through the leaves. And for some, those whispers have taken a much more literal form. Lakeview was never designed to be just a final resting place. Inspired by the romantic garden cemeteries of Europe, it was built to invite visitors in to walk, reflect, and remember. But as decades passed, stories emerged that spoke of more than remembrance. Apparitions in Victorian garb, strange mists that appear without warning, phantom music wafting from an empty chapel. These are just some of the unexplained happenings tied to these sacred grounds, but perhaps no figure draws more attention or more questions than the Haceroute Angel. Officially known as the Angel of Death Victorious, this stoic bronze statue gazes forward with outstretched wings and tear-streaked cheeks. Many claim the angel cries black tears. Others say her eyes follow you. Scientific explanations aside, the effect is unsettling. So what is it about Lakeview that makes people feel like they're not alone even in broad daylight? Is it the weight of memory or something still lurking among the tombs? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. It began, as so many eerie places do, with good intentions. In 1869, Cleveland was growing fast, its population swelling alongside its industrial might. But with rapid expansion came another truth. The city's cemeteries were overcrowded, ill-planned, and frankly, uninspiring. So a group of civic leaders and wealthy benefactors came together with a vision, one that echoed the landscaped beauty of Europe's great burial parks. They called it Lakeview Cemetery. Spanning nearly 300 acres of wooded hills and manicured lawns, the cemetery was more than a burial ground. It was meant to be a place of solace, reflection, even art. Jephthah Wade, one of Cleveland's most influential philanthropists and the founder of Western Union, donated large portions of land and money to help get the cemetery started. His hope? That it would serve as a civic institution where families could stroll peacefully, shaded by maples and oaks beside the resting places of Cleveland's finest. Lakeview soon became a who's who of American legacy. President James A. Garfield lies entombed within a grand Romanesque-style memorial, towering 180 feet tall, completed in 1890, and offering panoramic views of the city skyline. Nearby, oil tycoon John D. Rockefeller rests beneath a modest obelisk. Even Elliot Ness, the famed prohibition agent credited with taking down Al Capone, lies here under the Cleveland sky. But even as these prominent names took their places, whispers began to surface. Quiet ones at first, groundskeepers spoke of tools mysteriously going missing. A figure in dark clothing seen near the Garfield Memorial, only to vanish around the bend. Some chalked it up to stress or long shifts, others weren't so sure. Then came the strange chill. Visitors walking alone through the grounds began reporting sudden drops in temperature, sharp, targeted cold spots that would appear and disappear within seconds. These weren't winter gusts or lakefront breezes. These were bone-deep, inexplicable freezes. Most often, they were felt near the Wade Memorial Chapel, a structure famed for its architectural beauty. Completed in 1901, the chapel houses intricate mosaics and a stunning stained glass masterpiece designed by Lewis Comfort Tiffany. But its visual warmth didn't always translate to comfort. Several guests have reported hearing faint music, organ music to be specific, coming from the chapel during hours when no one was present and no services were scheduled. A couple even claimed to hear quiet singing, as though a choir of voices were echoing from the high, vaulted ceiling above. When they opened the door, the music stopped. One of the cemetery's longtime docents recalled locking up late one evening after a small tour had wrapped up. As she walked past the chapel, keys jangling in her hand, she heard the unmistakable sound of a door creak open behind her. Turning around, she saw the heavy oak doors of the chapel cracked ajar, even though she'd just locked them minutes before. Inside, darkness and silence. No wind, no sound, just a deep unease that followed her all the way back to her car. Of course, not every unexplained event was quite so dramatic. Some were fleeting, a passing shadow, a strange echo, a whispered name on the wind. Still, they added up. Guests touring the grounds during the day reported feeling watched, particularly near the dense foliage behind the Garfield Memorial. One woman described walking the path and suddenly feeling like something was walking right beside me, matching my steps, but I couldn't see anyone. There are those who say the atmosphere of Lake View naturally lends itself to such feelings. It's a quiet place, rich with symbolism, framed by ornate tombs and statues that seem to follow you with stone-cold stares. There's a psychology to it, skeptics say. When you're surrounded by death, even beauty in death, your mind plays tricks. The rustle of leaves becomes footsteps, the wind becomes a whisper. It's not paranormal, just perceptual. And there's truth in that. Environmental psychologists note that places like Lake View, with their quiet stillness and evocative imagery, can amplify the brain's pattern recognition. Shadows cast through trees can resemble figures. Echoes off stone walls distort and return like faint voices. And let's not forget the sheer emotional weight of a cemetery. Visitors come here thinking of mortality, memory, and sometimes personal loss. In such a heightened emotional state, even small anomalies can feel monumental. Still, not everything can be explained away. The Jacero Angel was added to Lake View in the early 20th century, marking the family plot of Cleveland businessman Francis Jacero. Officially titled the Angel of Death Victorious, the statue depicts a life-size seated angel with a torch inverted in her lap, symbolizing extinguished life. Cast in bronze, her wings spread wide, she stares blankly ahead, her expression both serene and unsettling. But over the years, something strange happened. Thanks to weathering and natural oxidation, dark streaks began to run down her face, from her eyes to her chin, creating the illusion that she is weeping. Locals call them black tears. Some claim the tears weren't there before the early 2000s. Others say they noticed them decades ago. No one really knows when they started, only that they've never stopped. People report more than just tears, though. Some claim the angel's head turns ever so slightly over time. Others say her eyes seem to follow you as you walk by. Visitors have described feeling chilled near her, and paranormal enthusiasts flock to the site with cameras and EMF detectors, hoping to catch something unexplainable. One investigator visiting the cemetery late in the day recounted a moment where his camera inexplicably shut off when he approached the statue. When it powered back on, he found a blurry image, just one, captured in the interim, it showed a faint white mist curling near the angel's lap like smoke or fog. He swears he saw nothing in person. Still, for every story like his, there are skeptics with a rational response: battery drain in cold weather, lens fog, light distortion. And they're not wrong. These things happen. But do they explain everything? Another point of curiosity: why do the most intense reports of activity center around the most visited and artistically impressive monuments? Some argue it's suggestibility. People expect to feel something in these spaces, and so they do. The architecture, the symbolism, even the stories passed along from guide to guest, all of it sets a mood. A few heartbeats too fast, and suddenly you're hearing footsteps. And yet some accounts push beyond mere perception. A cemetery employee once shared an unsettling routine. Every morning, just after sunrise, he would unlock the chapel and do a sweep before guests arrived. One morning, he found a small wreath placed carefully inside the chapel, directly beneath the Tiffany window. Not unusual, except that it hadn't been there the night before and the gates were locked. At first, he assumed someone had snuck in earlier in the week and left it behind. But it kept happening every few weeks. Sometimes a flower, sometimes a note, always positioned perfectly beneath the window, with no record of who brought it. A small mystery, perhaps. Or maybe something more. As dusk settles over Lakeview Cemetery, the air seems to thicken. Tourists are long gone, and even the squirrels and birds grow quiet. It's in these twilight hours when the stone angels seem to lean a little closer and the trees creak like whispered secrets that the cemetery reveals its darker side. Though the Hazaro angel garners the most public fascination, she is far from the only source of ghost stories within these 285 acres. In fact, for seasoned investigators and longtime Clevelanders, she's just the beginning. One of the cemetery's most active hotspots is the area surrounding the Garfield Memorial. While its Romanesque tower stands proudly during daylight hours, towering above the city skyline, by night it becomes a looming silhouette of stone and shadow. Visitors and caretakers have described feeling inexplicably drained when approaching the memorial at night, heavy as though an unseen weight were pressing down on them. Some say they've seen fleeting figures dressed in 19th century attire, pacing near the doors or standing motionless near the sarcophagus inside. The phenomenon of residual hauntings often comes up in paranormal discussions around this area. According to this theory, emotionally charged events or strong personalities can leave energetic imprints on a place, like a film loop that replays over and over. In President Garfield's case, some speculate that the violence of his assassination and the public grief that followed may have left just such an imprint on the grand memorial erected in his honor. And the phenomena don't end there. Caretakers have reported doors within the memorial opening on their own, loud, echoing creaks that reverberate through the stone interior when no one else is present. One security contractor recalled patrolling the grounds one winter evening when his flashlight flickered. As he passed the Garfield Memorial, the beam died completely. In the momentary darkness, he heard what he could only describe as a sigh, low, guttural, and unmistakably human. When the light returned, there was no one there. Another area with a recurring reputation is the hillside near Wade Chapel, where several visitors have independently reported sightings of a lady in gray. Descriptions vary slightly, but most agree she wears a long dress, moves without sound, and disappears around corners or behind gravestones, vanishing as soon as one turns to look again. Some believe she may be a former mourner, eternally grieving. Others think she could be linked to one of the early families buried nearby, though no clear identity has ever been established. Interestingly, many of the sightings occur in spring, right around the time of the cemetery's heaviest rainfall. Paranormal researchers suggest that wet weather may enhance conductivity and increase the likelihood of spirit activity. Skeptics counter that fog and moisture simply distort light and sound, making the brain more prone to misinterpretation. But these sightings aren't limited to foggy nights. One woman recounted visiting the cemetery with her teenage son on a clear summer morning. They paused near the Wade Chapel, admiring the mosaic work inside. As they stood quietly, her son stiffened and whispered, "Who's that lady?" The woman looked and saw no one, but her son insisted a figure had just stepped into the doorway behind them. A review of her phone's photos later that day revealed a peculiar blur in the background, one that bore the faint outline of a dress and shoulder. Electronic interference has also become a regular topic among those exploring the cemetery's haunted reputation. Paranormal teams report that devices often malfunction near specific locations, especially the Hazerot Angel, Garfield Memorial, and the angel-topped Rockefeller family plot. Fully charged batteries die instantly. Audio equipment picks up garbled voices or sudden static. One EVP, electronic voice phenomenon, session near the Hazerot Monument captured what some interpreted as the word "closer" whispered just beneath the static. It's these unexplained audio fragments that most disturb paranormal tech specialists, voices that aren't heard in real time but appear only in recordings. While skeptics argue that EVP results are typically pareidolia, our brain's tendency to find patterns in random sounds, others aren't so quick to dismiss them. Then there are the physical sensations. Several individuals have claimed to feel touched, usually a light hand on the shoulder, arm, or lower back, when standing alone. Some describe it as a comforting gesture. Others say it felt like a warning. One visitor walking along the ridge behind the Wade Chapel described a forceful shove that made him stumble. When he turned, he was completely alone. He left immediately and hasn't returned since. Lakeview Cemetery's official stance is one of neutrality. While the staff acknowledges the stories, they maintain a respectful distance from paranormal claims. After all, it is still an active burial ground, one that demands dignity and reverence. They don't deny what's been reported either. Some staff quietly admit to experiencing strange occurrences themselves, particularly those who've worked the grounds at night. A former maintenance worker recalled trimming hedges near the mausoleums when he noticed a figure standing between two tombs. Thinking it was a guest who'd wandered off the path, he waved and continued trimming. Moments later, he looked again, and the figure was gone. There was no sound of footsteps, no rustle of bushes, no retreating shadow, just gone. Then there are the offerings. Throughout the year, small items appear at various grave sites. Not flowers or flags, but trinkets, coins, antique buttons, children's toys. No one claims responsibility. And they often appear at the graves of lesser-known individuals. It's a quiet, peculiar mystery. Are these acts of remembrance, rituals, or something else entirely? One particularly chilling story involves a family that visited the cemetery during a genealogy trip. They brought along old records and a map to locate a distant relative's grave. After wandering for over an hour with no luck, they sat to rest. Just as they began to pack up, a gust of wind flipped open their folder, revealing a small note tucked inside, one that hadn't been there before. It read, "Look behind you." When they turned, they saw the exact grave they'd been searching for, just steps away. They swear it hadn't been there moments before. To this day, they don't know how the note appeared. As stories like these continue to circulate, Lakeview's reputation as a haunted location only deepens. Yet unlike many so-called haunted places, its power doesn't lie in tragedy or violence. Instead, it rests in stillness, in the overwhelming presence of memory. This is a place where time feels suspended, where history doesn't just rest, it watches. The theories vary. Some point to the emotional residue left by generations of mourners. Others cite geological factors, suggesting the earth beneath Lakeview may amplify energy, both natural and otherwise. And of course, some believe spirits simply remain, tethered not by trauma, but by love, regret, or the need to be remembered. Lakeview Cemetery may never give up its secrets completely, but maybe that's part of its charm, a place where the living come to honor the dead, and where sometimes the dead seem to stir in reply. It's easy to forget, standing in the sun-dappled silence of Lakeview Cemetery, that you're surrounded by over a century of stories, some written in stone, others whispered between the graves. Whether you're drawn by the history, the architecture, or the unexplained, there's no denying the energy that lingers in that place. Maybe it's just the weight of memory. When you walk the paths trodden by mourners, veterans, presidents, and ordinary families, something stays with you. Or maybe, just maybe, it's something else entirely. A force not fully understood, a presence, a reminder. Science gives us a few good answers. Oxidized bronze makes angels weep. Temperature shifts trick the senses, and the brain, that marvelous lump of logic and emotion, loves to fill in the blanks with patterns, meaning, and sometimes ghosts. Psychologists call it pareidolia. Paranormal investigators call it evidence. And you? You'll have to decide for yourself. But here's what we know for sure. People continue to feel things at Lakeview, not just awe or reflection, but real chills, unseen touches, even voices that no one else hears. When that many people tell similar stories across generations, well, it's enough to give even the skeptics a pause. Maybe it's just the perfect storm, history, emotion, artistry, and a touch of weather. Or maybe the dead at Lakeview have a little more to say before they rest. So if you go, be respectful, bring flowers, bring curiosity, but maybe leave a light on when you get home. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic, but today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, and with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.